don't use shelter, so they fare just as well in a pine thicket at night as they would in a barn. Now, if you were dairy cattle, you'd have to have a barn for your cows.
And what do you think you'd call it? I mean, have you ever heard people call it?
Oh, just a barn, and they have a milking barn, and then they have a barn that the cows come into.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the place where you keep horses? I know you have had some horses here. Haven't you had some horses?
But I'm not that much of a horse fan now. I just put the horses in the barn where the mules used to stay.
Okay, well that's fine, that's a good place for me. Besides the barn, did you ever have a special place where you would milk the cows outside? No, we haven't, but then I can remember when I was a kid people had a barn. They milked in the dairies, of course, have a milking barn, and now milking parlor they call it now.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me what you mean by the word dairy. I know you just...
That's your places that milk cows for and sell commercially. They'll milk maybe 100 or more cows. Some of them are, some few have enough cows to lay milk continuously around the clock, two, three shifts, you see. And the milk goes into a pipeline like and then into a cooler, and it's pumped out of this cooler to keep it a certain temperature until the tank wagon comes along and picks it up.
Mm-hmm. Where did people used to keep their milk and butter before?
Before they had any refrigeration? Mm-hmm. Well, I can remember people keeping their milk in the well. They'd have a special bucket. They laid it down in the well, and they'd keep it same temperature as your well water.
Mm-hmm. Well, does the dairy have any other meanings before it? That word dairy, do you know of any other meanings besides the one you said?
Well, I've heard of some other word, but I don't think of it some other meaning, but offhand, I can't think of it.
Did you ever store your vegetables and stuff in a place in the winter that you called?
Basement-like, or cellar, or cool place, anyway.
But you never called it a dairy, though.
No, I don't think so.
What do you call the place of... around the barn where you might let the cows or mules, any other animals you might have, just walk around?
The lot, or the... that's what we call it mostly.
What would you call the place where you go out to graze?
Just a pasture.
And was that, is the pasture always fenced in?
Yes. Uh-huh. It is now.
I know you've got another kind of animal around here. Where do you keep your hogs and pigs?
We have a hog pasture, we call it. There's several acres fenced in for hogs now. The hogs will graze, kind of like a cow, if you plant something for it to graze on. They'll eat you tender grasses and your clovers and stuff like that.
Do you keep them in a shelter?
Well, no.
We put
them in farrowing house when they are farrowing, and keep them until the pigs, until you wean the pigs, from 5 to 8 weeks.
Mm-hmm. So you don't have anything you call the place where you keep them besides just the hog pasture?
No, hog pen, hog pasture, and the farrowing house.
Okay. Good. I think we can probably stop right there. About at the end of the page.